Hello, this is Paige Estrotori for Financial Services Online with your weekly superannuation news wrap, taking a look back at the significant events of the week in Australia's superannuation sector. In what proved to be an eventful first week of September 2024, our top story was the increased scrutiny faced by the CFMEU's super fund. Australia's financial regulator, APRA, that's the Australian Prudential Regulation Authority, came under the limelight after imposing strict conditions on superannuation funds United Super and the BUS Fund from Queensland, which are closely connected to the CFMEU. The action follows corruption allegations and claims of biker gang affiliations that have somewhat tarnished the union's reputation. APRA's heightened vigilance stems from concerns over fund allocation and management, which led to demanding an independent expert's review. However, BusQ's legal team has confidently stepped into the ring and pushed back, challenging APRA's authority in federal court, citing procedural unfairness and reputational damage. This legal standoff has not only exposed major governance issues in our superannuation sector, but also sparked debate over new federal laws that could allow ministerial intervention in the union's construction arm, which was recently placed under administration. Looking ahead, a full hearing on this matter is scheduled for October 15th, and we will continue to follow these developments closely. Now let's shift gears and talk about AMP Limited. They raised eyebrows this week, criticizing the superannuation performance test methodology conducted by none other than APRA. There are allegations of some of AMP's offerings, though a minor portion of their portfolio, being wrongly marked as failing. This event has prompted a dialogue about the suitability of performance benchmarks for trustee-directed products as opposed to MySuper products. AMP believes the methodology needs a revision, as the current tests fall short of evaluating all of Australia's choice platform market, inhibiting the making of reliable investment decisions. There's more from APRA too. Yes, they announced the tightening of scrutiny over superannuation fund expenditures this week. Using sophisticated data analysis, they aim to optimize compliance and member outcomes. Key to this is the new Prudential Standard SPS 515, which will allow APRA to identify and address excessive discretionary spending. In a bid for greater transparency, APRA will be publishing fund-level expense data and keenly monitor underperforming choice products. Finally, interesting developments from the Australian Taxation Office, or the ATO. They have proposed new guidelines targeting contractors, especially in the entertainment and domestic service sectors. The aim? To prevent thousands from missing out on super contributions due to existing loopholes. This is certainly a move in favor of greater financial security for part-time and contract workers. However, it's important to note that these changes might result in increased operational costs and necessitate the renegotiation of subcontractor agreements. And that concludes our weekly superannuation news wrap. Stay tuned with Financial Services Online for more updates. I'm Paige Estrotori, signing off until next Sunday, September 15th.